We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We had paused in the middle of the segment. We had learned about when we see someone who has a trait that is inappropriate. So we cannot assume that they are evil. Could be that the person doesn't realize the severity of the responsibility we have to fix our traits. It could be the person just doesn't realize how important it is. And even people who are learned will very often underestimate the importance of fixing their traits. Ve'efshar ve'ulai, it could be that gam ha'chote hazeh, that if this person who's transgressing, if he too, da'ato ken, he also thinks that what he's doing isn't so severe, we're smack in the middle of the page, right, about eight lines from the bottom, the middle of the line. We just ended a line. And if he would realize the severity of the prohibition of these traits, efshal, that's the first word on the line, efshal, it's possible, he would invest all his might not to transgress. And the Talmud already tells us, shagag b'charet ve'ezid b'lav shmei shgaga, that sometimes you have someone who does something wrong, the Talmud says, he realizes it's a prohibition, he does not realize that the Torah says it is punishable with kares. He knows he shouldn't do it, but he doesn't know the severity. And that, the Talmud says, is called a shogeg. But you knew it was wrong, you knew the Torah forbids it, you knew you get lashes for doing it, but I didn't know that the Torah gives it that gravity of a kares, that the Torah says whoever does it, will be cut off, him and his children, and their life will be shortened. I didn't know that. That's called a shogeg. So that's an important leniency. The Chafetz Chaim says, you see, even though a person knows something's wrong, but they don't know the severity, that's also room to view them better, to view them more positively. On the contrary, if we see someone who's made it a habit of one of the inappropriate traits, then you have to find a way to talk to him. Maybe you can impress upon him in a gentle, calm, kind, loving way that this is something that has to be worked on. This is something serious. Most of us cannot do that. Most of us, if we try talking to someone, it will backfire. If we try telling someone, you know, this is inappropriate. Oh boy, oh, you're going to tell me? Let me tell you. It's rare that a person has the ability and the opportunity to be the one to tell someone something like that. There are times when you better be the one to tell them because no one else will. But most of the time, you don't have that opportunity. In all my life, I don't think I've reprimanded a person even 10 times. You know, my own kids, I have a responsibility. And even there, they interviewed the children of the giants of Jewish history. They interviewed children in our generation whose parents were the Gedolim. And there was a common thread. They all said their parents never rebuked them. They never felt like their father was giving them over the head. It was a rarity. Most of the education was through love, not through giving over their head. So when we try to help a person grow most of the time, again, it's the exception. Most of the time, our role is to give them strength, to give them support, to give them love, not to rebuke them, even though they're wrong, even though they deserve to be rebuked. But that doesn't mean that by rebuking them, they'll become better people. If you want to help them become a better person, then there are other ways to do it, not through the rebuke. It's rare. It's a mamash. Almost non-existent. It's almost non-existent. The times where you're the right person and it's the right opportunity and you'll say it in the right way and you understand the person you're talking to, you understand who they are, where they're coming from, why they did it. It takes a lot to be in the right scenario to rebuke a person. But there can be such instances. That it can happen. You know, I once took my child to Gan. I had two kids. I had one in a stroller, and I was taking the other one up to Gan, one flight up. And the one who was in a stroller, I left with the brakes, at the edge of the sidewalk, leaning against the wall, so the carriage couldn't go anywhere. I came out, and a young parent, someone younger than me, by maybe 10 years, was standing there. And he says, "You left the kid here this way?" I said, "Yeah." And he looks at me, and he wags his finger, and he says, "Never, ever, ever do that again. You're relying your kid's life on the brakes." And with that, he storms off. And I stood there feeling really lousy, thinking, he's right. You know what? I don't think I ever did it again. I don't know who the person was. I don't know. But I think most people would not think that. I think most people would be like, "Who are you? What are you telling me off? What do you know about parenting, right?" How many people?
I've had the same thing happen.
What, that someone yelled at you?
I think I've yelled at other people.
So I don't think it's effective. I think most of the time it's not effective.
No, but you're right.
Till today, I'm thankful to that person, whoever it was, for yelling at me. But I think that most of the time, that's not the way it works. Most of the time, people get annoyed. I've been at bus stops where people told the parent, "You know, your kid, the kid's running right near the wheels of the bus. The kid's in danger." And when someone says something, so the parent retorts back, "What do you know about parenting? How many kids did you raise? Why are you getting involved with my children? Why, you know, all kinds of wonderful lines. You didn't accomplish anything." So most of the time, it's not, we're not the right person. It's not the right scenario. But he says, instead of talking badly about other people, sometimes the correct thing is to find the way to impress upon them that they have to change. And that will very often be by talking to an educator, by talking to their teacher, their rabbi, their parent. You have to think who to talk to. But very often, we're not the ones to do the talking. Yes?
A person...
That was one of the examples that I've done with littering. I've said, "Machin lefal mia kis," or "mia yad," and...
I don't know.
So is that not considered rebuke? Because it seems so much easier for a person to, hear it. It's not the same ferocity or something.
I don't think so. I think most of the time you have to factor, are you saying it in front of other people? Are you going to embarrass this person in front of other people? Maybe I'm saying, who said I have a right to embarrass them, even though what they did was wrong? I'm saying, just a small example. Sometimes, your example. You tell someone, "A holy Jew like you, why are you littering?" But what about all the five people around them who heard that, and he's embarrassed, or she's embarrassed, I'm saying that. There are so many factors that have to be factored in order for the rebuke to be appropriate. Again, most of the times it's not. I agree with the sentiment. I see people littering and I really want to tell them something. I think it's really not fair to me and to everyone else in society. But that doesn't mean I have the right. So there can be instances where you'll fulfill the commandment of rebuking your friend. Could be the guy will admit, "You know, I'm wrong." But a person might say, "You know, I got so used to it, I didn't even notice I'm doing this." You ask the average person who shows up late to shul, "Yeah, I didn't notice I do that steadily." You ask the person who talks in shul, "I didn't realize I do that all the time." So being that people very often have legitimate excuses, even though they're wrong, but they legitimately believe that what they're doing is not so severe, they don't do it so often, it's not so serious. So that's why we're not allowed to go and talk about other people just because what they're doing is wrong, and even though they're doing it steadily. There are people who will steadily talk in shul and they don't realize what they're doing is wrong. There are areas where we need to strengthen ourselves and we have to think how to help other people. But to rebuke them is very often not the route to take.